This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 19th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect for an evening stroll or enjoying a warm night outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Walla reports that the IDF deepens its operation in Ashab, presenting footage from southern Lebanon where hundreds of Hezbollah operatives were killed. Also, earlier today, Israel Hayom Hebrew covers the IDF's strategic miss in Lebanon and Hezbollah's use of propaganda films. Also this hour, Dr. Nissim Katz writes in Mariv about the ceasefire in Lebanon, calling it a warning sign as Israel faces familiar challenges. Separately, JNS reports earlier today that the IDF confirms Hezbollah killed a UNIFIL peacekeeper in Lebanon, accusing them of exploiting the ceasefire for terror activities. And finally, from Axios, 3 days ago, former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, aiming for a peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Osen 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago about IDF troops eliminating a Hezbollah operative who breached the ceasefire. Monica Marks, a political commentator, writes on X just now about supporting Israel and Palestine through the rule of law and basic humanity. Alex Gandler, a regional analyst, noted moments ago that Hezbollah is violating the ceasefire agreement. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation in Ashab, Walla reports that explosive devices were found in children's rooms, highlighting the complexities and dangers on the ground in southern Lebanon. The footage released shows the intensity of the conflict, emphasizing the risks faced by troops as they dismantle Hezbollah's strongholds. This operation underscores ongoing regional tensions and the impact on civilian lives. Turning to the strategic challenges mentioned by Israel Hayom Hebrew, they reveal the difficulties faced by the IDF in maintaining operational successes while countering Hezbollah's media tactics. The interaction between military actions and propaganda affects international perceptions and local morale. This dynamic complicates efforts to stabilize the region and influences diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, Mariv's Dr. Nissim Katz highlights the historical repetition of imposed ceasefires at critical moments for Israel. He points to the strategic vulnerabilities exposed by these pauses in conflict. This serves as a reminder of the delicate balance in military strategies and the importance of maintaining vigilance. In related developments, JNS's report on the UNIFIL peacekeeper's death raises questions about the effectiveness of international peacekeeping forces in volatile areas. The IDF's accusations against Hezbollah for exploiting the ceasefire highlight the fragile nature of these temporary truces. This incident may strain international relations and challenge the role of UN peacekeepers. Finally, Axios discusses the political implications of Trump's ceasefire announcement, which adds another layer to Israel's diplomatic challenges. The proposal could shift regional alliances and influence negotiations with Iran. This development could alter the geopolitical landscape and impact Israel's security strategies. On the economic front, CTEC reports that Cato Networks has appointed Meital Koren as chief legal officer, bringing her extensive legal expertise from her previous role at CyberArk to the rapidly growing tech company. Separately, Mariv Business highlights America's financial vulnerability in the ongoing conflict with Iran, with the New York Times revealing the significant costs of intercepting Iranian drones. And finally, Globes reports that Israel's consumer price index rose by 0.4% in March, indicating moderated annual inflation but a continued fall in home prices, as noted by the Central Bureau of Statistics. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.